As the coronavirus pandemic took hold, many of us turned to telemedicine to meet our healthcare needs. But using technology to help address mental health concerns brings its own opportunities as well as its own set of challenges. Allison Salerno brings us the story.
The COVID-19 pandemic changed how we shop, how we learn, how we worship, and how we go to therapy. A new class this semester at the University of Georgia School of Social Work is helping the next generation of mental health professionals navigate this new world.
I'm Shannon Malutnock, and I'm a field coordinator at the UGA School of Social Work. So I'm teaching a telemental health class, and obviously telemental health has become really a big deal in the past year and a half. And prior to that, it was kind of the slow, dormant way of doing social work and way of engaging with clients. But then because of COVID, the needs there to really train social workers on how to engage with clients through technology and telehealth purposes. And so the telemental health class covers not just how to do it, how to take this field that is very person-focused and face-to-face, but translate that through technology, but then also the ethics behind it, because it is so rapidly changing of how, as a field, do we engage with that and make sure that we're doing right by our clients.
They're learning about what's known as telemental health. Counseling is happening online, either through an app or a platform set up to make sure clients keep their privacy and get the help they need. Thomas Karani is a student in the class. He grew up in rural Lincolnton, about an hour northwest of Augusta. He thinks telemental health could be one way to reach residents in need.
I really took this because I saw what lack of providers looks like. Lincolnton, Augusta, all of that, there just isn't a very large base of providers there. And if it happened where I grew up, it's got to be happening in other places, too. So I see a lack of providers and think to myself, maybe the solution is for the providers to not have to live out there.
The promise of telemental health has always been that the technology will allow social workers to reach rural residents and other people with challenges going to in-person counseling sessions. That's not always the case. Social work student Tamika Barber of Morrow talked in a recent class about what she's seeing on the ground in her social work internship.
Because there is a vast divide when it comes to the availability of Wi-Fi and computer access and understanding how to use it. And so now that although this wonderful teletherapy is available, it's not really to everyone.
Karani is interning with an agency that serves people who lack housing. He's seeing the challenges, too.
Now, we provide phones that are not great, and we provide a limited amount of data every month through the agency. The trouble is, if they know how to work the phone, now we show them, but retaining that much information is hard for anybody. If they know how to work the phone, and if they can open the app and remember their credentials to log in, and be somewhere that they can actually do it, the signal in the areas that the unhoused people tend to not be hassled in Augusta is horrendous. Mm-hmm. It ends up being a convenience for the people that we've kind of got into the maintenance stage of case management, but people that need intervention, it's useless.
Professor Malutnak said 10 years ago, telemental health was seen as a less than optimal way to do counseling. She didn't like it herself.
Years ago, back, I guess it was like 2012, I had seen a couple of clients through telemental health and through a platform. And at that point, it was really clanky and the connection was, it was all the things you would expect it to have been. I didn't like it. They didn't love it. It was usually used with, for my experience, with clients who were living too far away to come to the office or had different reasons why they couldn't come into the office. But then after those clients, I had not offered it at all. And now I'm 100% online.
Professor Malutnak hopes the students gain not only comfort with telemental health services, but also develop critical thinking skills about this new technology. The next generation of social workers, the ones in school now, are at an obvious advantage, Professor Malutnak says. They've been learning remotely, taking internships remotely, and are poised to offer therapy remotely.
They have a lot more training in some ways than the social workers who have been out there working because they've had the experience of being online already on the receiving end through school. So they have, I would say, in some situations, more experience than others.
For WUGA News, this is Allison Salerno.